Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe, and you're listening to Practical Defense.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 242, Hard Target. This week, I'm going to deviate from my normal policy of not getting political. Longtime listeners know that I take great pains to avoid politics and religion in this podcast. This show is about personal protection and keeping our families safer. And that's the rub. Some politicians are hard at work right now to strip away our most powerful defensive tool, firearms. There are a couple of key concepts that I teach and stress in every class. Awareness, avoidance, and be a hard target. So I pose this question. Does having a defensive firearm and the proper training make you a hard target? Let me phrase that in the negative. Does not having a defensive firearm make you a soft target? This is episode 242. I've been publishing this educational program for over 5 years now. I cover all manner of defensive tools and tactics. Firearms are merely one tool in a multitude available. Firearms are the most powerful, definitely the most lethal, and the great equalizer. Firearms give the 110-pound teenage girl the ability to defend herself against a 300-pound rapist. Those that read my book on home security know that I grew up in a secure household. My father worked for decades with the criminally insane. My family received regular calls to our home from convicted murderers, serial killers, and rapists threatening to visit us and kill us all. Sometimes they would even read our names out and our home address just to let us know that they were serious and knew who and where we were. What was our primary defensive tool? Not law enforcement. Assuming that we could reach a phone in time, it would be minutes before they arrived. We, on the other hand, would all be dead in 30 seconds, again, with the assumption that they would just kill us quickly. What about armed security? Only the super wealthy can afford that, or politicians with government funding. Our dogs? They're great, but not infallible. They're just a deterrent or delay for a truly determined attacker. Our true protection was firearms. Firearms gave us the ability to truly stop any sized attacker. The knowledge that any SOB that set foot inside our home without an invitation would leave with extra ventilation holes allowed us to sleep at night and live a normal life. Violent criminals know only one thing: force. Begging, pleading, and negotiating will do nothing, and they might even encourage the negative behavior. They must be stopped with force. In the real world, the only person who can apply that force in the time necessary to save your life is you. The politicians would have you believe that wagging your finger at the rapist will make him sit quietly for the seconds it takes for the police to arrive, without making a call, of course, because law enforcement is psychic and standing around on every street corner, and then he will go quietly with the police to jail. The only way for that fantasy to become a partial reality is if the wagging finger is on the trigger of a .45 ACP. Until law enforcement has instantaneous teleportation, don't you dare take away my greatest defensive tool for my family and for me.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.